It's a blessing always to be in church on Sunday morning. But today is the second Sunday in May. Us Americans carve out this time called Mother's Day. We thank God for the gift of women, the gift of love. And this holiday is Mother's Day, God's church, where we recognize mothers, grandmothers, godmothers, all those who have roles in responsibility of nurturing, to giving life. And top it off with our pastor, because you know I think you are before chapter 3. I see some ladies here that have one there. Help us. The youngest son of Jennifer Faye Thorne, the eighth child, the best child. The fifth boy, the youngest of all. But you see, my mom and dad were blessed because people made fun of her at 42 years old to have a baby. Some people said it wasn't. God makes his own mistakes. God is all the time, God. Thou ask a man a question, you're giving me the Christian grace. Don't hate. Don't hate. No matter what I call you, what's happened, my first time you called him anger was in high school. That's why I can say I'm abusive. It's too painful. And those of us who do see the double barrel, check yourself. It's your rejection.
The weak, the marriage, it's not a constant.
and saturate your vision. And openness to serve those people. All you are is a breath of God. Peter, if we give you up, did not give up, but you did. Someone said, and I believe it, he would have received the same conditions as the others. He gave up. You had a place and thought was not there. What did they do? They had the temple. They attended the sermon, but they said, what do you want? How many times in our prayer do you say, God, what do you want? As opposed to saying, God, this is going to take care of it. Lord, I'm available to you. I'm available. Because when the praises go up,